That's D.C. Fitzgerald and Bob Beach with I'm a Believer. What a morning. Thank you for being here with us today at the Saturday Light Brigade. Our Youth Expression Showcase continues with two youthful people, with a play that's designed for people... Really? Yeah, that's actually, yeah, what would you say? This is Andrew Swackhammer. What would you say for this, maybe 12 and up, or?
Oh, yes, definitely. Yeah.
Maybe even younger.
We'll be doing three matinee performances for schools, so it's definitely age appropriate for everybody.
And Andrew, where did you grow up?
I was actually born in Pittsburgh at McGee Women's Hospital, and then we moved to McCain and Edinburgh, Pennsylvania.
Ah, mm-hmm. Well, Ricky, my wife, went to Edinburgh University of Pennsylvania.
We have another right across the street.
Yeah. Oh, it's got to be a lot of snow there.
Oh, it's probably terrible.
Now, and I knew some Swackhammers growing up.
Oh, yeah, really?
I think I graduated with a Tracy Swackhammer, if my memory is right. But that's another story for another time and probably not for a live radio program. That's Andrew Swackhammer. So tell me your story. Did you go to high school in Pittsburgh?
I went to General McLean High School in General McLean area. Mm-hmm. And then I went to Point Park University and got my Bachelor of Fine Arts in Musical Theater. And... then I just ended up going to Los Angeles for a little while, played ukulele at Raleigh Studios for a year, and then I moved back here and have done a lot of theater for the past year. It's been wonderful.
So tell me about playing ukulele at Raleigh Theater. You kind of rattled that off like, oh, yeah, we all know that. What did you do?
I recorded a couple songs with a couple artists and played with David Bowie's bassist and... who else? Andrew Bird played on one of his songs. They would just
fun.
Call me in whenever they needed a ukulele player. I'd be like, hey, we need this. And so I'd come in and just play.
Did you know you wanted to act when you were a little kid?
I mean, I'm a crazy person to begin with and with all of my friends. So I just like hanging out with people and having a good time. So I always put on characters just to make my significant friends and others happy.
So entertaining.
Oh, yes, of course.
That's a big part. And I would imagine you're pleased with your Point Park experience.
Oh, yeah, of course. I had a great, great time, and I learned a lot from that school, yes.
I'm not sure I've ever met anybody from Point Park who said otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
It's incredible. I was there the other night for something in broadcast communications, and there's such great things happening down
mm-hmm.
there. You'll get to hear Andrew more in a moment when we hear from him and the importance of being earnest. Are you one of the earnests?
I am one of the earnests. I'm Algernon Moncrief, and that is the earnest that is the most deceptive of the two earnests.
There are, if I remember the storyline of this Oscar Wilde play, there are two earnests pining for the same woman. Is that about right?
Two different women.
Mm-hmm. Two different?
Yes.
Two earnests and two
earnests,
women.
Two different women.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of mix-ups.
And a lot of mix-ups.
In a farcical kind of way. I saw this play. I think I saw this in Stratford, Ontario with my parents when I was like 12 or so. It's been a long time, but I remember laughing and laughing and laughing.
Oh, yeah. Oscar Wilde has an insane amount of wit written into this script.
And you really have to look for it or listen for it. And mm-hmm. I also remember a lot of rapid-fire dialogue in portions, too. Let's turn to Megan DeYantko. Tell me about yourself.
Hi. Well, I play the character of Cecily Cardew. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. I am here for school at Point Park as well. But I am a second semester senior, so I'm almost done. Cross your fingers. but yeah, and I've been going around Pittsburgh trying to do as much theater as possible as well. So,
do you think you can make a living as an actor living in Pittsburgh? I'll put that to both of you.
I definitely think you can. Yes, there is a lot of work out here for actors, and all you have to do is keep in extremely busy, and it also helps if you're with one of the local agencies.
Absolutely. I would definitely agree with that. It's definitely challenging, but it's nothing that cannot be done.
Well, and I would think, you know, the cost of living helps, and that it means, I'm putting myself in your shoes, I would just think you might be able to either get by with less work or less remuneration given it. And you're also relatively, you know, we're located in an area where you can reach out regionally to other places or, mm-hmm. or fly places for occasional runs. So, you know, I hope you'll both stay here. That's one of my goals is to keep people here.
Absolutely.
I didn't mean here in the studio, although yes. You're welcome to.
I'm kind of scared now.
In Pittsburgh. Yeah. I did. Ricky,
the door's just locked.
Lock the door. We're keeping Megan. We're keeping Andrew.
So, hey, we'll have fun.
The play opens up this Friday with a preview and then runs March 8th through the 16th at the new Hazlitt Theater. Primestage.com is the website. And you brought a scene with you this morning, which I can't wait to hear. Do we need to set it up at all?
Well, we probably should. In this scene, Cecily and Algernon are meeting for the first time. Algernon is trying to get at his friend John Worthing by posing to be his brother, Ernest Worthing, from up in town. And Cecily thinks he's... Well, you can tell. You can say Cecily's side of the story.
Cecily is just like she's never met Ernest. She's never seen him, but all she's heard is that he is a very just wicked and bad person. And since she's from the country and she's, you know, hasn't been exposed to much in her life, that excites her, and she wants to get to know him, and she wants, you know, to be in love with him. So this is pretty much a setup for just a little flirting and everything. Yeah.
Okay, well, they're going to bring these characters to life now. Algernon and Cecily is played respectively by Andrew and Megan.
You are my little cousin Cecily, I'm sure.
You are under some strange mistake. I am not little. In fact, I believe I am more than usually tall for my age. But I am your cousin Cecily. You, I see from your card, are Uncle Jack's brother, my cousin Ernest, my wicked cousin Ernest.
Oh, I'm not really wicked at all, cousin Cecily. You mustn't think that I am wicked.
If you are not, then you have certainly been deceiving us all in a very inexcusable manner. I hope you've not been leading a double life, pretending to be wicked and being really good all the time. That would be hypocrisy.
Oh, of course I have been rather reckless.
I am glad to hear it.
In fact, now you mention the subject, I've been very bad in my own small way.
I don't think you should be so proud of that, though I'm sure it must have been very pleasant.
It is much pleasanter being here with you.
I can't understand how you are here at all. Uncle Jack won't be back until Monday afternoon.
He wants to talk about my emigrating?
Yes. He has gone up to buy your outfit.
I certainly wouldn't let Jack buy my outfit. He has no taste in neckties at all.
I don't think you will require neckties. Uncle is sending you to Australia.
Australia? I'd sooner die.
Well, he said at dinner on Wednesday night that you would have to choose between this world, the next world, and Australia.
Well, the accounts I have received of Australia and the next world are not particularly encouraging. This world is good enough for me, Cousin Cecily.
Yes, but are you good enough for it?
I'm afraid I'm not that. That is why I wanted you to reform me. You might make that your mission, if you don't mind, Cousin Cecily.
I'm afraid I've no time this afternoon.
Well, would you mind my reforming myself this afternoon?
It is rather quixotic of you, but I think you should try.
I will. I feel better already.
You are looking a little worse.
That is because I am hungry.
How thoughtless of me. I should have remembered that when one is going to lead an entirely new life, one requires regular and wholesome meals. Won't you come in?
Thank you. Might I have a buttonhole first? I never have any appetite unless I have a buttonhole first.
A Marcel Niel?
No, I'd sooner have a pink rose.
Why?
Because you are like a pink rose, Cousin Cecily.
I don't think it can be right for you to talk to me like that. Miss Prism never says such things to me.
Then Miss Prism is a short-sighted old lady. You are the prettiest girl I ever saw.
Miss Prism says that all good looks are a snare.
They are a snare that every sensible man would like to be caught in.
Oh, I don't think I would care to catch a sensible man. I should know what to talk to him about.
Bravo. That's Megan D'Anco and Andrew Swackhammer with Algernon and Cecily from The Importance of Being Earnest, Oscar Wilde. Rich Keitel directs Prime Stage Theater's performances will be at the new Hazlett Theater opening up this Friday, March 7th, and then March 8th through March 16th, primestage.com for details. Anything else that you would like to mention?
The Importance of Being Earnest has a second title. It's a trivial comedy for serious people. And so if you are serious people and you want to laugh for a night, please come and join us.
That's better than a serious comedy for trivial people. You would alienate your audience probably.
Exactly.
That way. Well, thank you, and good luck. Stay in Pittsburgh, I hope. And best wishes for a good run
thank
for the show.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Again, Andrew Swackhammer and Megan D'Yantko. 11 o'clock, you're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade.